Ridge. Mostly cloudy tonight. Expect a low 72. Thursday, partly sunny and warm. High 88.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time now for Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
You're going to move. Start packing. Put this stuff away.
Listen as Anita and her guests give us all the inside information on how to make your property sell fast and at the best price.
First is landscaping. Clean up your yard. Get some color in that front yard, and it will have your home stand out on your block.
Buy at the best price. Get the best mortgage and all things real estate.
You get one chance. The house has to be stellar, and then when they come in person, it's got to smell good.
And now, here's Anita Hiles.
Welcome to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or rapidfirerealestate.com. And I have got a wonderful guest in my house today. It is the Superman of Florida.
Talk
the
radio.
The number one talk radio dude here in Florida is Ed Dean.
Hey, I wish you would have let me know earlier. I could have plugged it on the show today.
I know.
About coming on, so.
I know. I so appreciate you being here today. We're going to have a fun show. We're going to get caught up in what's going on with the economy and see kind of where real estate is or perhaps heading and get Ed's input. And as all of you know, he's got the number one morning show from 6 to 9 a.m. I always remind you guys every week, so you should know it. And hopefully you all tune in the morning and start each day with Ed. And today is also Swag Giveaway Wednesday. So we have some great giveaways. We want you to call with your questions, 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And AJ, how was your week?
It was, it's been going by quickly. Actually, I'm going to play some hooky tomorrow. I've got the day off to take my granddaughter, and I'm going to accompany my son and granddaughter in their home area and do some Halloween stuff. And I'm taking then I'm taking Friday off. So I'll be back next month.
Oh, Lord, you're going to be all
evidently,
refreshed.
The only thing that's not swagging away is AJ.
Yes.
He's just swagging tomorrow.
That's right.
AJ, I'm kind of curious, who's really going out trick-or-treating, you or the kids?
I don't know, but if my granddaughter has some good candy, she'll
be
missing
it. There we go. We do that.
Yes, so bring me some.
Oh, that one looks good.
Interesting.
Yes, you need to bring me some. Of course, I'm dressing as Ed Dean.
Yeah, I'm dressing as a radio personality tomorrow, so.
No, it's about time.
Ah, touche. That's a good one. I like that.
Oh, you missed those. You missed those zingers.
I know. Hey, we got
the zingers.
Hey, do we get a big chili cook-off coming up?
We have a chili
cook-off. You and I both are doing that, right?
Yes, we are.
Is it November the 16th?
That sounds about right. Of course, I'm going to double check.
I'm doing it by memory.
It is in Mandarin.
Yeah.
And
it's going to be a big chili cook-off. And
beware. It's actually a lot of fun.
Right. I just want to judge. I don't really want to eat because I have to go walk 3-4 more miles a day.
You're
going
to have to walk 3-4.
Yeah.
You know, they just give you these little, you take just a small taste of it. But, of course, by the 20th one.
Yeah.
Columba.
Yeah.
Yes.
So definitely going itching to do that one.
Okay. I don't want to see chili again till next time. But I was in a chili cook-off for real estate, and got second place.
All right.
Yeah. And I don't even cook, so there you go. You know, every once in a while I cook.
Anyway, don't have to worry about the date. I'll plug it on the morning show. So.
Yes, it is going to be.
Is it on? Yeah.
Yeah, I've got it on here.
Yeah.
It's going to be a fun day. You missed it last year.
I know. I think I was out of town. It was the election season going on, so I think I had to worry about that a little bit. So
Probably. But we'll get the date out to everybody. Right. It's going to be a fun day out in Mandarin. It is a lot of chili to taste, and some of it is just really good. So you don't want to miss out. And what else you got, AJ, that you've done this week that's fun to tell our listeners?
Well, I came to work on Monday. Then I'm a fun guy, you know, and maybe tomorrow, maybe I'll buy some key lime pie. I'm just in the mood.
Jeez, you live such the life. You live such a life. Well, let me tell you, you know what I've learned in the last few weeks is we've had a lot of callers in, and I've had a few emails come in. And what surprises me about people out there is the fact that, you know, they go, well, you know, I was too worried to call because I thought you were too busy, you know, being that top producer out there and, you know, you own your own company. And let me tell you, I have time for everybody. And especially my listeners on the show. Never, ever be scared to call me. I am always here for you. And you do get me. I remember when Bill called me and he was like, man, I was surprised that you called me. I thought I was going to get your people. No, you don't get my people. I am my people.
Yeah, they used to get my people and then they would never talk to me. So that was the whole point.
Yes, you know exactly. What I mean?
Well,
yes.
You're used to being in control because of rapid fire real estate, right? Being in the
Law enforcement. Yeah, I like to handle things myself. I do. Yes, but I definitely. If I need
like
help,
all
I do
sound effects.
Ask.
No, I like the sound effects. I just, you know. It's a pretty crazy day when AJ's the star of the radio show. I mean, just tell you that one. I mean.
He's my producer.
Hasn't happened yet.
I mean, what happened?
You really need to listen to our show more often.
What happened? One of the homeless guys at Hemming Park wasn't available today?
Oh, I tried.
AJ's one of my old dear. Seriously, AJ's a good friend of mine. So I love joking around with AJ. So.
Yes.
We had many a morning fun. Didn't
yeah,
we
have. We still do one. But, you know, he likes coming in the afternoon.
Well, now
he's
we have
now.
Him and we have a great time on Wednesday afternoons. That's for sure. And so, you know, if you have real estate questions, if you want me to list your house, if you want me to help you purchase a home, that's what I'm here to do. So never be give me a ring. I'm going to be the one that is that's going to answer the phone and the one that is going to be your advocate. And my personal cell phone number is 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. And I have an email address of Holmes, H-O-M-E-S, at AnitaHiles.com. So let's give away, our swag bag. We have several for you to give out this hour. But the first one comes from Lisa Andrews of Golden Dog Title and Trust. And Lisa's awesome. She's not only a good friend, but she is just a fantastic person and works for a great company, Golden Dog Title and Trust. So you can imagine what this gift bag is since it's Golden Dog. I have a gift bag that's got some doggy treats in there and some doggy stuff. There's even poop bags in here.
Glad to hear that.
I know. And she's got some stuff for her business. There's even a little golden dog in here with that actually has dog tags, and a wonderful lunch from Panera Bread. So
good stuff.
Yes. So we're going to give that to our fifth caller. Our fifth caller that calls in at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600, and get this wonderful gift bag from Golden Dog Title and Trust. And it's going to be lunch at Panera on Golden Dog Title.
All you have to do is be caller number five.
Caller number five. So give us a ring, and we've got more swag throughout the hour. And we're definitely going to be putting Ed Dean on the spot because I definitely want to know because, my God, it doesn't matter, you know, if it's Facebook, if it's the news, if it's, you know, radio or whatever, you know, everybody talks about that we're going to be going in through a recession. And I just don't. I don't buy that. I don't. I mean, Ed's going to be the one that's going to tell us about that, you know, when we come back. But I think there's a lot that has to happen out here and in the economy before we even think that we're headed in that direction. And I just don't think we're there. But there's a lot of fear out there with things happening in China, impeachment, and all these things affect what's going on. It really does, and it affects real estate. So we're going to talk about that with Ed when we come back. And we need the fifth caller or else I'm having lunch at Panera Bread. So you want to call in at 904-831-0600. That's 831-0600. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles.
All right, here on Talk Radio WBOB. Now, you like to win that swag, all you have to do is give us a call. 831-0600. Caller number 5 will walk away with the goods.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time home buyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at GoHomePro.com.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years' experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And I have Ed Dean in the house. And Ed, you were right on the date for the Fall Festival Chili Cook-Off. It is fun for the whole family. And we are going to be out there November 16th from 11 to 3 p.m. And we're going to be tasting all the chili and walking around and meeting people.
Yeah.
It's going to be fantastic. So come on out and meet us in person on November 16th from 11 to 3. And you've got your Christmas.
Yeah, we got a big Christmas party.
I can't believe we're saying that word already.
It's going to be.
It's here.
Yeah, it's going to be December the 7th. We needed a bigger venue. So we're going to do it at the Holiday Inn. Not the Holiday Inn Express, the Holiday Inn, right there off of Nursery. Yeah, I want to get that off of 295. It's right there on Nursery Fields Drive, where Bay Meadows and 295 connect. So you'll see it. For those of you that are in that parking lot right now on 295, it's right there where the Jeep dealership's at. So it'll be from 7 to 9. We're paying for everything. It's going to be food, dessert. It's going to be a great time.
It was a lot of fun last year.
It'll be much better this time.
It's going to be much better.
Yeah. More entertaining.
In the first year, it was great. He actually had the future governor of Florida.
No, Santos was there and all those guys. So.
Yeah.
It was very nice. And by the way, guys, By the way, we want to congratulate Suzanne Stanley. She was caller number 5. Get your swag.
Oh, our doggy swag.
Congratulations.
Awesome.
Thanks, Suzanne. Well, I got the info for you. I'll get it to you.
I appreciate that. And I'm sure Lisa Andrews from Golden Dog Title and Trust. We appreciate Lisa for giving us some dog swag to give out and some lunch. So thank you so much. So tell me, what do you think is going on with real estate? You know, I hear that I could tell you, and this is just the honest truth. I've been busy. I know the people that normally work in my office are busy. Mm-hmm. But then when I start talking to some lenders, they're telling me it has slowed down, and other realtors, they said they feel the slowdown. You know, our homes are staying on the market a little bit longer. I don't know. I had a new listing that sold in a couple of days.
Well, sometimes, as you know, so for years when I was a economics reporter, and then, of course, at FloridaDaily.com, which is a big statewide publication based out of Jacksonville, but we're statewide. Yes. We cover a lot on economics as well, besides politics. And we just did a story on the economics index for the citizens of the state of Florida. And the numbers are up in a very positive way. They're very have a very positive outlook in the state of Florida. Could be because of Trump, could be because of Ron DeSantis. And they also, the majority of them, thought it was a good time to buy a house right now. Buy that purchase, maybe with the rates going down. I think when you look at the real estate market, if it does slow down, and I don't think cutting the rates today is going to mean anything. It's not a whole lot out there. But I think when it comes to, if you look at every year, go back to the days of even 1980. I mean, Jimmy Carter really wasn't that great from his economic aspects of the economy. But you look at 80, how to slow down the economy. 1992 was the economy. 2000, we had a little bit of a recession. 2008. And then you look at 2016, we had a 1.6 GDP growth rate. That's like barely moving. And so when you look at that, yeah, really.
That is barely moving.
So it's moving, but barely. And so I think what happens is you got the Standard & Poor's, and not to talk over anybody's head, you know this, there are real estate stocks out there, as you know, companies. They look at the economic indicators. So you got the Dow Jones 30, or the Dow Jones. Then you've got the NASDAQ. The S&P is the 500 companies out there. A lot of them are really mainstream companies, Main Street, as they say. And they look at the earnings. And right this week has been a record amount of earnings that they've had. They look at what's going on. Small businesses are doing well. I think you're correct. You said earlier, what is happening with new construction, with new housing out there? Some cases it may tick up. Some cases they may tick down. Ever since the Great Recession, it's been that way. Anita, you've covered this.
Yes.
We've used you for our bylines at Florida Daily.
Yeah.
I mean, the manufacturing, even though Trump has been night and day compared to Obama. Sorry, it's just the way it is based on the tax cuts. There's been more more money coming back from manufacturers from offshore companies than we saw under Obama. We've had over 500,000 new jobs. Yes, we still got growth, but it's slowing down a lot based on has to do with the China trade deal out there. But you got new homes constructing. Ever since it's gone up 1 month and down the other.
Sure.
And now with some of the goods that may be coming from China and tariffs, until we figure out what phases we're going through, I still think it's going to be a little bit. You got growth. It's just slower than normal growth than what we've seen.
Gotcha. And you know, that makes sense with everything that's going on. Now, with what's going on in China, how long do you think that's going to take? Do you have any idea in your crystal ball?
Well, we've already, that's headed.
You
know, we've already smacked like a 5% in some cases.
Isn't he there now, or something's going on this week?
I don't know. They're doing more talks about this. There's supposed to be about a 5% increase in tariffs, which does hit the taxpayer. Let's just be honest. And they were supposed to do another one in October and another round in December. Evidently, that's being put off right now. And what's happening? Yes, believe it or not, it is hurting the economy of China because the American companies that are over there and other countries have to pay that tax.
Like Nike?
Yeah. So it benefits in the move to another country. Well, maybe Trump's not hitting us as much as it is there. I think
LeBron.
I think there are ways of dealing with the theft of intellectual property and spying with China instead of going into a trade war. That I'm just based on that. But I think once that gets through, and this is not to put one political party over the other. I think when you look at impeachment, I think people sit back and go, hey, you know, the Republicans should have gotten a lot more done with Trump, But at least we like the way the economy was going. We like the deregulation. The question is we don't see it. I think what the market needs is a good capital gains tax cut. It would benefit the real estate market. You know, you got the top two brackets at 20, at 15 and 20.
Yes, that would definitely.
And you got Biden, who's considered a moderate, talking about doubling it up to 40%. And that's if you get the 20% right there. And so that would put a real slowdown on the economy. By the way, the numbers show that when you cut the capital gains tax, more revenue came in. Under Reagan, under Bill Clinton. And when you raise it, it's less revenue coming in. So I think that's what the real estate market could use. I think what they're looking at is that are the prices going too up? For example, you talked about this many times.
Yes.
We're in a market, but are we in a seller's market or are we in a buyer's market? So I ask you, where are we right now?
You see, I think it's and I hate to...
A little bit of both?
It's a little bit of both because interest rates are still low. And housing is very affordable here.
Right.
Even though we've seen increase in the price of homes and more in the lower category than the higher category of homes, we've seen an increase. But it's been small. You know, it's a gradual increase in the purchase prices.
Well, it's kind of like when I drop 40 pounds, I'm about 200. I dropped about 40. I dropped, AJ remembers my transformation. I did it in about 38 days. And it was just hardcore. And there's the market, and sometimes, and I think the real estate market and the financial world, the economics is somewhat cyclical. I get it. But there's always a reaction to something that happens due to a governmental policy, which is unfortunate.
Exactly.
And it's like losing weight. You can drop a whole lot of pounds, 20 pounds in your first 2 weeks, and then it kind of plateaus. Could be for a week, and then it kicks back up a notch. So sometimes it is like that. I think it's unfortunate. I think the whole impeachment process, because a lot of people, whether you agree with his policies or not, people still around 50% like the way the economy is going out there. And if they feel that, Vice President Trump, Pence or somebody else, I'm not saying you have to be a fan one way or the other with Trump. I'm just saying this is they're kind of happy or at least accustomed to who's manning the boat right now. If you switch it around, you could see a lot tick down. And listen, if Elizabeth Warren, and by the way, new report, Wall Street Journal came out 3 weeks ago and said that even the Obama Democrats and the Hillary Democrats may not support Elizabeth Warren because of all her taxes, by the way. And so now they're thinking, hey, we may either stand on election or vote for Trump. I think if they think a Democrat has a chance, I'm not going to go the route that Trump says that the market's just going to tank. I think you can see a lot of the market hold back and even the economy with real estate as well.
Oh, I believe that completely. Absolutely. Yeah. And, you know, our interest rate is low. We're not paying 6%. We're not paying 8%. And we're definitely not paying 13%. You know, back in the early 80s, yeah. My first house was at, with excellent credit, was at 13%.
Right.
And so, you know, when I look at how low people are, my neighbor just locked in a 2.87 interest rate. Now he bought down his rate, but still it was in the low threes. So we're still looking good. Of course it's creeped up, but I believe it's both. We're kind of, it rocks back and forth.
Right.
It rocks back and forth.
I know you got to take a break. On the other side, let me tell you a story that we had covered there. And you and I talked about this. Again, we at Florida Daily, again, which is another shameless plug at floridadaily.com, big publication. Trump tweets us out. Governor Ron DeSantis, Rick Scott, a few Democrats tweet us out as well. But we're always, when we talk about business community, we always talk about the way the economy is doing. We also talk about real estate. And of course, you're one of our contributors for the publication. So you're our first go-to individual. I like that politically correct term, guy, but it's individual. But we may be working on a story where you need I don't mean to take away your thunder here, but about risky loans. Are we looking at 2006, 2008 all over again? And if I may let people in on the other side, you and I had a fascinating conversation that it's really not that you don't think we're going down that route. There's a reason why those with not that great credit are able to get a credit score. And I know on the other side, when we bring it up, it may surprise a few people.
Exactly. Absolutely. And we're going to hear more when we come back with Ed Dean. And call in with your questions, 904-831-0600. It's always nice to have Ed Dean in the afternoon. And so give us a call, 904-831-0600. And we're going to give away some more swag here in a little bit when we come back. And you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
Yes, you certainly are. And we want you to stay here. And again, that number to call in today, be part of the conversation, 904-831-0600. So give us a call. Anita and Ed will be right back in just a flash. Keep it right here. Talk Radio, WBOB.
Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Three House committees leading Democrats' impeachment inquiry have asked former National Security Advisor John Bolton to appear behind closed doors next week. That according to a person familiar with the request. The committees have asked Bolton to appear November 7th, according to the person who requested anonymity. They've also asked two current staffers on the National Security Council, Michael Ellis and lawyer John Eisenberg, to testify on November 4th. Twitter is banning all political advertising from its service, saying social media companies give advertisers an unfair advantage in proliferating highly targeted, misleading messages. Facebook has taken fire since it's disclosed early in October that it will not fact-check ads by politicians or their campaigns. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 115 points. More details at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon, I'm Nikki Whaley. Efforts to make a city in Volusia County more dog-friendly are running into some resistance. The Port Orange Planning Commission last week failed to pass a measure that would allow restaurants to accommodate dogs in outdoor seating areas. Supporters say it would attract more customers, but others are worried about safety and cleanliness. A Lake County man is accused of being drunk and causing a deadly crash. Leesburg's Jeffrey Bouverie was charged with DUI manslaughter this week after a 74-year-old man died from injuries he suffered in the crash 2 weeks ago on U.S. 27. A series of meetings and workshops could determine the future of the JEA. The Jacksonville City Council announced this week it will hold some workshops to discuss possible privatization. Now, if the JEA board votes to go private, the City Council would have to approve and send the matter to the voters in a referendum. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
You're still seeing major delays because of a multi-vehicle accident on the East Beltway, 295 southbound beyond Alta Drive, blocking the left lane. Also, there's another crash on the West Beltway, 295 at the northbound ramp to Old St. Augustine Road, blocking the off-ramp right lane. And there's congestion I-95 northbound approaching the Fuller Warren Bridge. Mostly cloudy tonight, expect a low 72 Thursday, partly sunny and warm, high 88.
Make someone's day with a little help from Kuhn Flowers. Fresh flowers have a way of adding that extra bit of beauty to your home. They're also a great way to brighten someone's day. And what better way is there to show someone just how much you care than with a fresh bouquet of flowers? One thing's for sure, when you order flowers from Kuhn Flowers, you're going to get the brightest, most colorful, professionally arranged, long-lasting floral arrangements available. Call Kuhn Flowers today at 398-8601. That's 398-8601. Or you can shop online anytime at kuhnflowers.com. Kuhn Flowers, making memories since 1947.
School time is busy, so let Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant at 7400 103rd Street help out. Z-Best Tunis Restaurant, just west of I-295, offers dine-in or takeout. The original Kronos Euros, oysters, shrimp, fish, wings, and more. It's all at Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant. A pound of gizzards or livers is just $4.99, 30 jumbo shrimp for $9.99. And check out the new Sidewinder fries. Discounts for military first responders and school employees. Each order helps local schools. Z-Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, on Facebook as Z-Best The Original.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Have you heard? The Ted and Sandy Gospel Program can be heard every Sunday from 7 to 8 a.m. on WBOB. Ted and Sandy guarantee to play you some of the best in Southern Gospel, Bluegrass Gospel, and Country Gospel available. They'll give you words of encouragement in your daily life, announce gospel sings, and church events in our area, and much more. Tune in every Sunday morning at 7, right here on WBOB.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I'm easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And you can always call me with all your real estate needs at 904-290-1552. That's 290-1552. 1552. And we got some more swag giveaway. And I have Jags, I believe it's 32 ounces. Mm-hmm. It is their tumbler cup with lunch to Firehouse Subway.
Good stuff there.
And that's courtesy of Rapid Fire Real Estate on this one. That is a Jags 32-ounce tumbler with lunch at Firehouse.
Does it have any Minshew magic?
Oh, I'm sure it does.
Does it have a mustache in that mug?
I just love my Minshew. Yes. Just go to my Facebook page. You will know. You will absolutely know how much I love Minshew. So, and don't forget to vote for him, too. Go to NFL.com and vote for him for Rookie of the Week. He can use all the votes. So give us a call. We're going to look, our 10th caller? Our 10th caller.
Caller number 10 at 831-0600. That'll do it. Caller number 10, and you can get some of that, the Jags tumbler and some Firehouse Subs action. All right here, WBOB. Give us a call.
And we're talking with Ed Dean about what's going on in this world and how it affects real estate, between China and what kind of market it is right now, if it's a seller's market, the buyer's market. I kind of think it twitters right now right in the middle because prices are still dynamic and interest rates. Heck, if you can get an interest rate below 6%, you're looking good. On a normal market would be probably around 6%.
I want the market to go down further so I can buy more property.
Exactly. But right now it goes from 3 to 4. That's excellent interest. In my day, when I bought my home at 13%, my first home, I never thought it could ever get down to 3%.
Right.
It's just crazy that you can buy a home today for one, the prices that we have here in Northeast Florida. I am grateful. I mean, it's unbelievable that you can get a nice home for $250,000.
We covered a story last week, not at floridadaily.com. It wasn't directed because, we cover a lot of issues in Florida, but it was a story we covered on the morning show last week where one of the housing finance directors, one of the agencies under Trump, came out and was testifying about, hey, talk to me. If there aren't that many people buying that many homes, what is one of the biggest, in other words, it was a good question, by the way. What is one of the reasons why that they're not buying it? And one of the housing finance directors says it's because of all the local regulations in many of the municipalities, for example, in the state of Florida. I mean, this has been something that I wish more people, we've known about this for the last 20 years. And I remember as a local political reporter, you used to sit back, you cover planning and zoning, board of adjustments, code enforcement. You want to open up a new a business, you've sold commercial real estate, you want to open up a new business, the code enforcement officer says, fine, you can put 80 people in here. The fire marshal goes, no, you can only put 70. Well, guess what? The fire marshal and the code enforcement guy do not compromise. You got to find out what the heck's going on. But
sure,
the housing finance director it wasn't Ben Carson, it was another one, under President Trump says, look at all the local regulations many cities even have in Florida. That puts it, people are like, wait a second. In the old days, you could get a house built 6 to 8 months. Now I got to deal with water management districts. I got to deal with wetlands. I got to deal with environment. Now it may be 9 to 12 months. And it ain't men that are impatient. It's women. And I don't blame them. And women control the checkbooks a lot. And the finances.
I'm not going to argue with you on that one.
And most of the time, they probably should. Having said that, but there's a lot of local regulation that they could even put on builders. And of course, let's go with an impact fee. Well, guess what? The impact fee is going to be passed on to you and you need to buy a house. And by the way, how many people have you and I, you've sold the real estate. I've covered this as a news reporter. How many people we've seen over a $5,000 sit back and go, I'm not going to pay the extra $5,000 for a house.
Oh my God.
And why? Because it's an extra $5,000 that the local county or city is putting on as a impact fee that you got to pay.
Right. But a lot of times, just like the extra fees that they put on there, when you divide it.
Yeah.
Throughout the year, it might be $200 a month.
I totally agree with you. But when you're negotiating, the psychological effects, like, oh, my. And you're like, dude, you can afford it. What's going on? But some people are like, hey, my budget, my bank, $5,000 worth of difference. That can make a break.
Yeah. And I tell you what, it's always tough to lose a deal for a couple thousand bucks.
But it happens.
It does.
Nobody thinks it doesn't happen like that.
It does.
There was an interesting story we were covering a couple weeks ago. There was a story coming out going, it was on Fox Business News, about whether or not are we going back down the road to need. And Nina and I were having this conversation off the air. I was going to call you that morning, but I know you're not really a morning person. Believe me, I used to be that way too. I get it. Trust me. But where are we going back through risky loans? There was a story, I think one of the, was it Schiller's? They wanted to do all the real estate analysis.
Yes, yes.
They were talking about, yeah, it is happening. Well, wait a second. We were given, Kay Schiller, we were giving low, we were given rates that we should not be giving away back in the 2000s, or not rates. We were given homes where people didn't have good FICO scores. They shouldn't have been doing it. So now there was a story that came out we covered going, wait a second, why are people with a 649 credit score, of course, Anita's and mine's above 720, of course. But anyway, so why are people's like, how could people get a low, I mean, a credit score that's not that great? And you and I were talking about this off the air going, what they're not telling you is that you can get approved. So you may not have the greatest credit, but if your history shows, hey, listen, I'm a little bit drowned in debt, but I'm making more money. My credit score is not at 720 where it should be, but every month I'm making my payments. The underwriter's going to sit back and go, you know what? We don't have any red flags. Yeah. Why not just let's approve
it? He's never late. He's paying his bills on time. And he'll pay his house payment on time. So let's give him the loan, even though he's at a FICO of 580.
One of the questions we get asked, I'm always fascinated with the economy and the real estate. Do you ever think we will see another big bubble boom like we saw over 10 years ago? Another, you know, we're bailing out some of these companies that got into subprime mortgages they should not have gotten into?
Well, I think we're going to see a small amount of bank-owned properties coming back onto the market and short sales.
Because of foreclosures.
Yes.
Right.
So we're going to see those coming back on the market here soon. I think they've been holding on to them, maybe because of everything that's going on. But we're going to see them come back to the marketplace. But it's not going to be anything like it was. I don't think we're going to see that. That's just totally my impression and my opinion on that.
And why? Why do you think we'll never see that again?
I think we do take a lot of precautions in the lending.
Do you think the banks are ready? Do you think the banks are as solid today?
I don't know.
Because I was no fan of the Dodd-Frank. I mean, when the government sits back, because it was a one-size-fits-all. By the way, it closed over 300 banks. That people, your local small and mom and pop bank that you could deal business with. I mean, so Dodd-Frank, as you know, you and I talked about this. Excuse me. The government comes in. Oh, you got to put 8-10% of your earnings in reserves. Well, for a small bank, if it's the one size fits all, and then but the government's telling me, but you need to lend money out. Well, how do you think the bank makes money? It lends money out. But if you're telling me I got to take my reserves, guess what? I'm not going to be in business that long. You understand?
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I know you understand, but.
Yeah, I just don't think we're going to see it like it was at all. I think there's too many precautions, especially in lending. Those lenders have to answer up when one of their loans go into foreclosure. It's not like it used to be where, you know, a whole bunch of loans would go into foreclosure. Now they have to, there's accountability.
File a police report?
File a police report, yes. Call me and I'll file a police report.
Wow.
But pretty much, yeah, they have to answer up to if they're going to be brought in front of somebody to say, hey, you've got quite a few foreclosures here, and they can lose their license. It's a lot more difficult because they have to answer to people. Back then, they didn't have to answer, I don't think, to a whole lot.
Not to put a
especially like Countrywide.
Right. Anthony Mosella. Not to put a put down on trialers. I there are a lot of good free market trialers out there. They're not all a bunch of libs. Having said that, you know that the system was so cluttered because of lawsuits. The bank, I mean, vice versa. And then the bank wasn't being lenient enough. And I think I wonder if they did that because it could just prolong the industry. And if you have all of this, which is unfortunate now, it might shorten up at the, you know, at a civil judge.
Yes.
That may sit back and say, hey, let's move this process. That may take 2 months. We can do it in a month.
So that's right. And I'll tell you what, I want to give a shout out, speaking of attorneys, to Tomas Jimenez. And I know you know Tomas.
Who?
Tomasi.
I know Tomasi.
He is awesome. He just bailed us out and got us through the closing table on a deal that was kind of interesting. I'll talk about it when we come back. But yeah, he is a bulldog. He is somebody you want behind you.
All right.
Sure.
How about this? Congratulations going out to Steve Rizzo of Lake Asbury. He was our 10th caller. Got himself the Jaguars and the Firehouse.
I love
prize
Lake
pack.
Asbury. It's such a great place to live.
It sure is.
Oh my gosh. You're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles on WBOB.
We'll be right back.
There are some things you just don't have to Google. When it comes to buying or selling a home, why not go right to the experts? Realty Executives Oceanside is new to the Jacksonville area, but globally we have over 50 years of experience. We're conveniently located at 3503 Kernan Boulevard South, on the corner of Beach and Kernan. Whether you're listing or buying a home, come see us at Realty Executives Oceanside. Realty Executives, where the experts are.
Congratulations! You've worked very hard to get to this point in your career. You're setting goals, growing your network, and building your business. You're an entrepreneur. At Realty Executives, we're proud of our unique culture that is over 50 plus years in the making. Premium brand, productive agents, flexible income models, and our brand continues to develop and strengthen as the real estate industry evolves. Are you or your team looking to make a move? Join Realty Executives today. Experience the power of the brand. RealtyExecutives.com.
Wally Conway here for Home Pro Inspections with important information if you're selling your home. According to the National Association of Realtors, sellers who have their home inspected at the time of listing sell in less time for more money and make fewer repairs. Ask your realtor about the Home Pro risk-free guarantee. If your Home Pro inspected listing is not sold in 6 months, Home Pro will refund 100% of your inspection fee. Call now, 268-8211, or visit us online at gohomepro.com.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, loan consultant from Loan Depot. As our nation's largest non-bank retail mortgage company, we continue to share our excitement and appreciation to serve our local community right here in Jacksonville. By combining our innovative, industry-leading digital solutions along with the best-in-class processing, this drives us to a better consumer experience. So whether you need 100% financing through VA or USDA loans, conventional loan products, first-time homebuyer and down payment assistance, or renovation financing, myself and my local team have all of your lending needs covered. Call me today at 703-6162. Once again, 703-6162.
NMLS number 213362.
Are you stressed about buying or selling your home? You don't need to be. I'm Betty Layton, and I'm an award-winning, top-producing real estate agent for Realty Executives Oceanside Jacks. I am immersed every day in all aspects of the buying or selling process, and I'll be there for you every step of the way. I know buying or selling your home is a big decision, and I will ensure it's the right decision. Give me a call at 904-838-8743. That's 904-838-8743. And if you respond to this ad, you will receive a free pre-listing inspection.
Hey, this is Chad Murphy with First Florida Financial, NMLS 392021. First Florida Financial offers a variety of loan programs to meet your needs to get you into your next home. With over 20 years experience, I make the process of securing a mortgage as simple and straightforward as possible by offering you the latest in financial tools to help enable you in making a sound financial choice. If you're looking for your next home, give me a call. Chad Murphy at 904-566-8825. That's 904-566-8825.
Welcome back to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles. I am easy to find at Realty Executive Oceanside or at rapidfirerealestate.com. And we gave away that Jags
Yeah, we sure did.
That's awesome.
Congratulations again. That was Steve Rizzo. Great. Yeah.
You're easy to find, and AJ's easy to find at the vending machine.
Yeah, he's just easy.
Oh, man, it's the information finally got out.
It did.
Man.
He's just easy.
Oh, wow.
But as I put it, real estate is just good, especially here in Jacksonville. One thing I'm grateful for, you know, coming from Southern California where, you know, you get a small square footage for, you know, you could get, let's see, the house I sold was about, it was less than, I think it was about 1,400 square feet, and I sold it for over $700,000.
Hey, let me ask a question. If a cup of coffee, hypothetically, Dunkin' Donuts, Starbucks, whatever, let's say it's $3, what is it in California? 7, 8, 9, 10?
You know, I don't know.
Out of curiosity.
On Starbucks.
No, I'm just kind of curious on that.
I imagine, though, some of the food prices aren't probably as much different.
You, by the way, you can thank your minimum wage being jacked up for all that, too, so.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That'd be a hard one. I would say that overall, everything is higher there, so
But the food
be...
probably is a little higher, yeah. But the gas we know is higher.
You know, yeah, we know that. You and I, this is where, again, we have covered this on the morning show. We've covered this at floridadaily.com. And again, we always go to Anita when we need a good story on the economy, because we always include the real estate market at floridadaily.com.
Yes, yes.
Even though we're the biggest political publication, but we're also one of the biggest publications in the state. And then we always go to you, and because you always like, hey, you just call it the way it is. One of the biggest areas that you're going to see a lot of growth, and some people, listen, I'm born and raised in Florida, okay? I'm a Southerner in that way, not like, you know, the Confederate flag. I know I'll get some emails on that. No, where I'm from the South here. So people, and by the way, they don't think Florida is the South, but it is. That I am a conservationist. I don't want to see that much growth on the St. John's River. I want to keep the water good.
Oh, absolutely.
If you want to, but I'm not going to tell people to do with their property. Having said this, I like Florida, though. I like being able to go to the Everglades and go bass fishing. I like going to Lake Okeechobee. But North Florida, like we were talking off the air, you got big companies from up north that are looking to do a lot of manufacturing bases. And I know these North Florida districts need them. Baker County, down in Gilcrest, Levy, Madison. These are poor income counties out there. And there's a multitude of those in the black community and the white community that live there. And this is where, and you correct me if I'm wrong, we were talking about this off the air, you've got manufacturing companies, because Florida's trying to now be, instead of the beach blanket bingo, which it was for years, they're now trying to come back as the manufacturing, and they're all growing in these counties that absolutely have nothing there except the courthouse. This is where some of these manufacturing companies are starting to build.
They are, absolutely.
80 to 100 jobs coming into Baker County, one company we covered yesterday. That's like 500 jobs coming, or almost 1,000 to Jacksonville.
Yeah, you look at what's going on in Baker.
Do you see that as well? You said there's a lot of growth going on in those areas.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Now, are they companies coming in, or are they new homes, or what?
I think it's both. But yeah, the new construction, I mean, obviously companies must be coming in because they're building new construction out there. Who's
right.
going to buy them?
And you know, I mean, and you know the
who
tax
moves there,
right? And, well, that's the whole point. And the tax yeah. base is low, and they'll probably get tax incentives like you wouldn't believe.
Now look at the prices just in Middleburg on new construction, and in Green Cove Springs, they're in the mid 200s.
I mean, a few years ago, I looked at buying 10 acres down up in McClenny.
Yeah,
and it was for the price I could get down in Central Florida.
Yeah.
Believe it or not,
out in Yulee.
Yeah.
There's still some that might be at the 250 mark, but most of them are at 300,000.
And 250 compared to what it was maybe 5, 7, 8 years ago is now considered pretty middle class these days, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
You can still get a great home for 250,000.
Do you
incredible what
remember,
you can get for that price point?
You remember when you talked about E-Town last year and it's all growing up over there? Do you?
I was just there yesterday.
Right, do you think? And again, I like growth. Smart growth is even better, but good growth. Do you think some things are growing too fast? Because there are things I like about the mayor here. He tells it the way it is, and sometimes that can be almost a disclaimer out there. Some people, they may not be happy with him on JEA, but okay, whatever. But there are a lot of elected officials, because he does like to put a good in business and community environment here, and I give him a kudos to that. But no elected official wants to see a downturn in growth. Do you think we just approve a lot of these so it looks good, not knowing and not having consideration that with all the traffic, we want to alleviate the traffic. Oh, it's been 4 years down the road. Let's build E-Town, which I think is gorgeous out there. But I'm just saying do we have too much? True.
Well, it seems like he's tearing a lot down.
Do their homework.
Well, that's what I was saying.
I mean,
he's
been tearing up what the landing is just about.
I mean, Anita, remember we talked about this? remember when the Gate gas station got built was in Jacksonville Beach and they had an election there and they kicked out it. But yet, if you drive by there, AJ's got one of his $500,000 houses on the beach. Everybody's at the Gate gas station. You remember years ago, you lived in a beach community, Anita, and it was like people didn't want any growth. A Publix was talking.
That's true.
No, we don't want it. And guess what? It's the greatest thing that's come into that town.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But still, you know, the growth down at the beach is still, I think, minimal. We
But you got a lot of factors at the beach because they really don't want it to be a touristy Daytona Beach. They kind of want it to be a bedroom community.
They do.
And they kind of refer to most of us here in Jacksonville as townies.
Yeah, and there's a lot of individual type builders that are going down there and buying lots or a few lots and then building homes more than you don't see builders, big builders going down there.
You were telling me that if you want to look at North Florida, one of the biggest areas of growth is going to be is Yulee. And I mean, were you saying, well, what's in Yulee?
You haven't been up there.
But Yulee is technically considered greater Jacksonville, is it not, AJ?
Yeah, it's part of our metro area, and it's part of Fernandina Beach and Nassau County.
Right.
But State Road 200 has been under construction for 3 or 4 years, so they must be planning something.
But what is it they're planning?
I don't know. There's a lot of homes.
And who, I mean, I know we got some. I know that the mayor's done a good job bringing in
a lot
business,
of them,
but I mean,
a lot of
are they retired? Are they young people or what?
A lot of people Georgia are actually buying. The house that I have under contract is actually a family that from Georgia, and they're still going to work in Georgia. So they're buying in Yulee. So I would think that we're getting people from all over the place.
So
there.
it's not
but
like
we do get people from Georgia that are coming on our side because it is cheaper to buy here.
Do they years ago many municipalities, the chambers used to send out surveys of people that were looking to come in, and they could tell you what ages. I mean, it was pretty good stuff they came in, and I would used to cover this as a reporter. Do we still do that today? And if that's the case, what age group are we looking at that's moving into the Northeast Florida area?
What age group?
Is it
for those that want to retire? Is it people looking to come working for Amazon or Mayport or NSA Jax or what?
We've got a lot of younger people moving to Jacksonville because of job opportunities.
Millennials are moving into this area because of the jobs.
And by the way, we did another story. You'll like this one. A lot of millennials, which unfortunately don't understand math. Of course, a lot of us that are a little bit older don't understand math either. But they have no problem over renting. They don't want to own. But yet, to what you said, if you look at the math, you might save a little bit of money owning a home than renting, but they don't see it that way.
Oh, my God. Do you see all these apartments going up?
Yeah.
Yeah, just call in and find out how much
is. Is that because they don't want the responsibility of taking care of a house?
I think it's their... Some are just too busy and they don't have time to go perhaps maybe look for a house and they're just waiting for that, you know, the time.
Or they're thinking about their future.
I think it's out to time.
They're thinking about their future. Maybe they don't know if they want to stay or go somewhere else with their career. So maybe
and
that's part of it.
And I think, too, a lot of them are more minimalist. Say that three times
quite
fast.
Quite minimalist.
Yeah, I think so. Hmm. That they don't want that responsibility quite yet. So they're buying maybe a little bit older.
Little caution action.
It might depend on the contracts.
Compared to me when I bought my first home, I was in my early 20s.
Right.
You know, and so I think they're kind of waiting for their 30s, where in my age group, we were more buying homes in our 20s.
Yeah. Well, in about 10 years, I think I'll be hitting my 30s. So I get that.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for letting me come on the show today.
No, thank you.
I just don't do this for anybody. And believe me, I get national shows that want me to come on the weekend. So I'm like, really? Guys, I love you. I just
know. You bailed me out today, and I so appreciate it.
Yeah, you're great. Thank you. I had a good time. Good seeing you too, AJ.
Yeah, good seeing you, Ed.
Hopefully, I'll have to see you for another 6 months.
And we'll be back on with Roger in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes, so we have a great show for you all next week. And, of course, we always have AJ back with us. But I'm always here for your real estate needs. And you can reach me at 904-01552. Absolutely.
All right.
So how much time do we have left?
You
haven't hold up
30
the sign.
Seconds right there. You're anticipating.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, you're listening to Rapid Fire Real Estate with Anita Hiles, and we'll see you all next week.
Actually, next month. We'll see you next month. November just around the corner. Happy Halloween, guys.